Are you a man or a woman of conviction? Do you stand by your beliefs and refuse to cave to the crowd? Do you believe that the masses are asses? Of course you do. You're listening to this show. You're a proud member of the Take No Shit Dojo. You are an independent thinker. You arrive at your own conclusions, born of careful consideration, verifiable information, and an accurate moral compass. Take comfort in the knowledge that you are not alone. However, you are not. In the majority, you're part of a dwindling minority, which is probably troubling. How small is that minority? Prepare to be very, very troubled.
The safari park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
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 If you ask someone, anyone, if they think they are ordinary or unique, common or special, creative or unimaginative, a follower or a leader, you know the answers you'll get.
I'm a unique and special creative leader.
Most people prefer to think of themselves that way. Nobody wants to be run of the mill, a face in the crowd, an extra in the movie of life. Yet that's what most of us are. If you ask an actuary if anyone is unique, they'll laugh and point to tables compiled over decades about millions of people that prove nobody is any more unique than a fish in a school or a stalk of corn in an Iowa field. But if you sent a party invitation to any of those unique, special, creative leaders, the first thing they'll ask is,
what should I wear?
As much as people like to think they're different, they put a hell of a lot of effort into blending in, trying to be common, unimaginative, and a follower, conforming. You can see conformity everywhere, and it's never more evident than with those who fancy themselves nonconformists, rebels, trendsetters, and trailblazers. A Rasmussen survey recently showed that 1/3 of Americans are tattooed, and nearly half of all Americans under age 40 have tattoos. So, not having a tattoo now makes one a rebel. Some folks like to wear a uniform, and oddly, even guys who hate uniforms still wind up wearing uniforms. What do I mean? Well, take outlaw bikers. They wouldn't be caught dead in a police uniform, but there sure is a lot of uniformity, not just within clubs, but across hundreds of motorcycle gangs. You gotta have a denim or leather vest, and on the back is an upper rocker with a club name, and the lower rocker has a chapter location, and in the middle goes some nasty insignia, a demon or winged skull or Norse god or whatever. And you gotta wear jeans and engineer boots, and your ride must be a Harley or maybe an Indian. Imports are blasphemy. That's a lot of conformity from guys who perceive themselves as outlaws and rebels. Some years ago in New York City, there was an alternative, finger quotes, newspaper called The Village Voice. For several years, they ran a photo feature called Fuck You Fashions. It was always some chick, usually 20-something and attractive, wearing an outfit that was really out there. Not the latest fashion-forward couture that every girl would soon be copying. No, these girls wore threads that said fuck you to 7th Avenue and Paris and Milan. A lot of the women pulled it off really well. They managed to mix plaids and stripes and Joan Crawford shoulder pads with high-top Keds and still look smashing. What gave them that level of confidence? Some of us have that as kids, but lose it somewhere. When my older daughter attended preschool, she'd often wear a Halloween princess costume with a ridiculous wig, and she felt perfectly comfortable doing that. People want to fit in for lots of reasons. Sometimes they're born into a dysfunctional family, which explains why lots of guys find gang life attractive. Instant family, sort of. Others head for the military, cops, even Elks, Moose, and other fraternal organizations. Some people find more than fellowship in organizations. They actually derive their identity from them. The company man or woman. We all know those types. It works okay until the company has a few soft quarters and starts downsizing. When the axe falls, they not only need a new job, they need a new identity. And a whole new wardrobe, too, of dumbass company-branded ball caps, golf sweaters, and polo shirts. Did Tommy Lasorda really bleed Dodger blue? I bet you if Boston had doubled his salary, he'd have bled Red Sox red. I knew a guy who changed jobs like some people change their shoes. And with each new job, from day one, he'd parrot corporate claptrap like he was a founding partner, always using the imperial we.
We're a $500 million player in the Zama-Zama space.
Or,
we're number three in international market penetration.
Shit like that. When I'd see him 6 or 12 months later, he'd say the same stuff, just a different brand. I always wanted to ask him if the HR guy that canned him ever said, "We're fired." Maybe everyone in the world can be split into those two groups, the joiners and the whats. Doesn't seem to be an antonym for joiner that's precise or unpretentious. Maverick and pioneer sound ridiculous. Loners are often considered creepy. Independent seems kind of vague. There are millions of people out there who would never consider working for a corporation. And some of them do very well. Businesses still work, but working for yourself, building something yourself, has a lot more appeal for some. Psychologists have studied the human need to fit in. All kinds of splinter phrases have come out of it, huh? Peer pressure, groupthink, hive mind. Maybe the umbrella term is cult. Damn near everyone is in some cult or another. But nobody will ever admit to being part of a cult. But they're everywhere. Every religion is a cult. But they don't like to be called that. I've done several episodes about cults. Which ones? Oh, so glad you asked. Episode 33, Cult Busters, was a fun one. That's in the July 2017 tab. Episode 125, Man-Haters and Death Cults, can be found in the September 2018 tab. And let's see. Number 199, Tony Alamo and his Jesus Freaks. That's in the July 2019 tab. And of course, they're all at thatlarryshow.com. The funniest cult ever was by far the Heaven's Gate gang led by the unblinking psycho Doe Applewhite. It culminated in the simultaneous suicide of 39 mature adults in, where else? Southern California. They all believed that they could hitch a ride on a spaceship nestled in the tail of the Hale-Bopp comet as it streaked past the Earth. Even in death, they wanted to fit in. They all wore matching Nike sneakers and tracksuits and armbands that said, "Heaven's Gate Away Team," and plastic bags over their heads in case the poison cocktails they drank didn't finish them off. Many of the men also self-castrated, perhaps for aerodynamic purposes. Incredibly, the Heaven's Gate website is still up after 27 years. They must have opted for a perpetual domain renewal. Even a cursory glance reveals how batshit crazy they were. The highlight is the page where they claim they don't believe in suicide. It says they weren't killing themselves, they were just graduating to the next level. What made it funny is that they ranged in age from 26 to 72. They were not children. They were not ignorant. They were not deceived. They were not coerced. Most were well-educated and had good jobs. Unlike Jonestown, suicide was not a surprise play by the leader. It had been the plan for 22 years. They were just waiting for curbside pickup by the comet. Only confirmed hermits enjoy perpetual solitude. We all need some companionship. But what is it that makes some people allow themselves to be subsumed by others? Low self-esteem? A weak will? A weak mind? A guy named Solomon Ash tried to figure this out, and he arrived at some fascinating conclusions. He conducted some very thorough experiments and discovered that about one-third of people want to conform and fit in with those around them most of the time. Kind of mirrors that tattoo number, doesn't it? 75% of people want to fit in some of the time. That's a big number. 5% of the people want to fit in all of the time. For those who believe they will stand by their beliefs, well, that would mostly depend on who else is standing around them. When people were asked simple questions that any school kid knows, rudimentary history or arithmetic, most gave the correct answer, unless they were in the same room with four others who gave a unanimous but incorrect answer. Then they would cave to the majority and agree with their wrong and moronic answer. So that's all it takes, just four pinheads to make the average person abandon truth, logic, and their own common sense. That's scary. That's how scumbags get to be president, and nations get destroyed. The takeaway is that most people would rather be wrong than different. That acceptance, even by strangers, was more important than anything. That's terrifying. But not all surprising, given life in the 2020s, when boxcars full of lies are accepted because people fear disapproval. Lies like a gibbering geriatric who was never bright even as a young man, is fit to run America. Or that men can be pregnant. Or that a centuries-old conflict in Eastern Europe is somehow vital to American security. Or that the U.S. Capitol, a clubhouse for corrupt politicians, off-limits to the people who pay their salaries, is the people's house. Or that open borders and millions of foreign invaders is the foundation of a better America. Albert Einstein is credited with saying, "When all think alike, no one thinks very much." Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Stop by thatlarryshow.com for hundreds more episodes. While you're there, click the subscribe button so you never miss one. Now, if you like what you just heard, click the Patreon or PayPal buttons and support the show. If that's not in the cards right now, well, tell a friend. Send them a link so they can listen for themselves. If you want to write, the address is thatlarryshow@gmail.com. My friends, we live in very strange times. Perhaps for the first time in history, if one wants to stand out from the crowd, one need only be normal. Well, normal circa 10 or 20 years in the past. No one listening to this show needs encouragement to speak his or her mind in the presence of groupthinking drones. So thank you for your courage. Keep it up. Don't take a backward step. I'll see you next week. And until that time, take no shit.